We're here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop with Novozymes and Jack Rogers, who's Biofuel Global Marketing Manager. And now, Jack, first of all, why don't you just tell me about Novozymes' bioenergy business?
Yeah, we're a global company, so we're working with customers, in various areas through Europe, through Asia, Latin America, and our primary business and focus right now is in North America.
Of course, we have our challenges in the bioenergy business here in North America. So, how is your business adjusting to the current market condition?
Well, we're in a fortunate position in that we have a very large portfolio of products that we can provide for our customers. So when we look at the changing market conditions, what we do is we work with our customers to understand their goals. And what we do is try and match the solution and that we bring to them with those goals. So for instance, if they're targeting increasing their ethanol yields and are really focused on improving their efficiency of conversion, then we have products which are going to deliver the best and maximal conversion that you can get. If they're more interested in pushing throughput and driving more ethanol output through their plant, then we have other products which are going to be better suited and allow them to basically find the path that's going to deliver the maximum profitability.
What do you have in the pipeline? What can we expect from Novozymes in the future?
Yeah, well, this is a fun time to be in the business because while the industry is certainly maturing, it's an area that Novozymes has continued to invest a lot of time and money to develop new products. So what we see is there's still tremendous potential to increase performance at the plants. And so we have a number of products which are targeting different areas. So we still see tremendous potential to improve the ethanol conversion yields. So we will have some products which are going to address those areas and take us even beyond where we are today. We have other products and maybe some of the same products which will also help to reduce energy, reduce chemical usage, and help in a number of ways at the ethanol plants. So there's a lot of ways that we see ourselves being able to add value for our customers, and we've got several products in the pipeline that we're very excited about, and we hope that we'll have a chance to bring them out and help our customers to really maximize their profitability by bringing, you know, using the latest products that are out there that are going to allow them to enable their processes to do things that they haven't been able to do before.
See, as the greatest opportunities in the future for expansion in the biofuels industry.
I think one of the things that Novozymes is working very hard at is to increase the size and demand for ethanol globally and in North America. So we've got a significant number of resources which we work closely with the industry trade groups, with our customers to, for instance, help the penetration of E15, to solidify the RFS and what that can do for our industry going forward. So we've got a lot of resources where we feel like we can impact ultimately what the demand and what the market is for ethanol. So that's one area. But as far as how we fit in from a customer standpoint in the solutions we provide, number one is just it's improving the efficiency of the plants, and it improves the story we have to tell about our industry, that yes, we do have products that, you know, the technology is advancing. We're getting better. We're getting stronger. And we are certainly very good for the environment today, and that picture only gets better as we move forward in the future. So that's one area. Another area is it goes beyond the products. Implementing them in the best way is what really makes the difference and can help us to take our customers to a different level. So we have a tremendous amount of resources invested in our technical service, our training, and troubleshooting and support. So it's something we work very closely with our customers on. We utilize a lot of advanced statistical techniques, for instance, to help our customers understand the impact of our products in their process and to help them identify what their optimal running conditions are with our products and also just in general. We spend a lot of time training as well, because having the products and having the knowledge is only one part of the solution, but it's having the operators consistently performing the jobs they need to do. And so by bringing all those things together, we feel like that we can really help our customers to get the most advantage of their products and the services that we bring.
You said something that I wanted to expand on, and that was talking about environmental impact. And sustainability is like the buzzword. And really what you're doing is helping plants be more sustainable.
So all these gains that we're talking about, either in ethanol yield conversions or reduction in chemicals or energy or water use, you know, those are improving the footprint of the plants. You know, it's reducing the footprint, reducing the carbon intensity for the industry. And so certainly, you know, we feel very good about the contributions we can make in the industry to really show and highlight the advances that are being made to, you know, not only are we much more sustainable than, you know, other fuel options, but we have a future which just gets better.
That's all the questions I have, Jack. Is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, as the last message, I'd just like to talk about some of the new things that we brought to the industry and the success we've seen. So, for instance, we have several new products, one being Avantech, which we introduced about, it's been on the market about 2 years now. And it basically changed the liquefaction process from one where liquefaction used to be more thought of as just a way to generate enough, lower viscosity enough to move corn through the plant. And what we've been able to do is to actually put a product in that is improving the conversion and the yields that the plants see moving past fermentation. So starting in liquefaction, moving into fermentation, the plants are now seeing a product which helps them to improve their yields, which was something that wasn't seen before. We have products in saccharification which have also changed how we think about what happens in fermentation. So we've introduced a product, Spearzyme Achieve, which incorporates a cellulase activity, which is something that hasn't been used in corn ethanol production before. And what this cellulase does is able to break down some of the fiber and unlock some of the starch that is otherwise bound and inaccessible. So we've been able to go after starch that in some cases we didn't know was there. A third product we have is our Alexa, which is a protease that we introduced. And the novel thing about this protease is that in addition to some improved fermentation performance characteristics and some reduced urea and nitrogen requirements, that this protease actually creates more free corn oil that can be extracted. And so it's a very strong value proposition for the plants to be able to increase the corn oil extraction. It enhances their revenue stream in that area. So it's just another way that we can help contribute and help our customers to be more profitable. We've seen tremendous success in the rollout of those products. We've seen great adaptation or rates of adoption by our customers. And we have more in the pipeline, as we spoke of earlier, that is going to even improve upon those results.
All right. Well, thanks very much. Here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop in Minneapolis, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.